WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy 4th of July and holiday and post-holiday and pre-Shohei Ohtani for me to get down to the ballpark next week. We're having some fun around here. We're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road one more time before we do 31 crab cakes in 31 days. Actually, 30 crab cakes out of Baltimore Positive right now from last year. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We'll be giving away some scratch-offs and some $10,000 winning tickets, perhaps, at Costas on Thursday. Also, brought to you by our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation, and they have a whole new promotion here for the summer I will be telling you more and more about. We get together with our friends, sponsors, and especially when they're local and they're right up the street. The golf course nearest me is Pine Ridge. There was an event there earlier this week, and it was just like, I don't know, man. I got iPhones and iPads, and I use Wi-Fi, and I'm pretty teched up, you know what I mean, about a lot of things. But when it comes to sports and launch angle, when I watch baseball highlights now and trajectory and all of those things that the kids are paying attention to these days, certainly no sport's been more sort of advanced than golf. And now you have the opportunity to go out and do something that, I don't know, feels a little bit better than Donkey Kong and Pac-Man did at the arcade and Asteroids back when I was a kid. Tom Pierce is a young old kid because he's going to bring this technology to a young old timer like myself that's going out and hit a bucket of balls for a goof. And Tom, I famously, you know, I don't play golf, right? My back's a little wonky right now. But when my kid was of the age, we would go hit a bucket of balls up by Patterson High School on Kane Street all the time. I played a little bit. But I don't want to do 5 hours a day. I don't want to do it 4 days a week to get any good at it. Billick's doing that right now. This is a whole different thing for me and my wife to go hit a bucket of balls and really, really have a good time. And this has sort of gamed it up into the modern century, hasn't it?
Yeah, it totally has. I mean, it brings the aspect for the person that's really wanting to improve their game to get so much more information after every shot to see where it's going. So many golfers, when they go to a range and you're looking at the markers, you hit a ball and you say, oh, it hit around the 150. Well, your depth perception, you're that far away. You really don't know where it landed or where it ended up. And you look at your height, your angle, because when some of your pro shops, depending on what you want to do with the ball, if you watch the pros, you know, when they're spinning the ball, they're hitting behind it, putting backspin on it, getting that angle, that height, also knowing some physics. When you get some more height, the ball tends to travel a little further.
And if you play golf at this point, this is like part of the science of whether you're 8 years old, 10 years old, 12, wherever you are on the geometry scale. And I sort of stopped at algebra 2 where I hit the stop sign and got splattered. But all of that sort of advanced math, once you're exposed to it, you sort of never go back, right? It's like knowing baseball averages. I found my dad's 1978 stats from Eastwood Little League, and he had our averages and our on-base percentage in 1978. My dad was like Earl Weaver. But I mean, where we are in sports now, that if you're a kid and you're picking up a club, all of this is part of measuring and getting better, right? Like, so exactly. Knowing all of this, I would just think for young people, this is so much more appealing than other things you could do, especially if you're in a golf family and you love golf and people around you love golf. This is a different gateway, even for a 53-year-old kid that would want to come out there and make it more of a video game. And if I were to get better at it, that I'd want to be competing with myself.
Oh, exactly. And as you said, the best thing you said is about a game. This isn't just about the data and the information. Top Tracer has different games on there, different games that you can use to practice, whether you're hitting a long iron, hitting toward a green, so you can make it fun. You're not just sitting there looking at a field and hitting a ball. You can actually go back and you can have games and you can play against people. They're virtual golf courses that we have. Like,
yeah, golf's something you can't do in your backyard, really, like wiffle ball, right? You have to go somewhere to do it, right, to do it the right way. And guys have been beating balls into black mats, right, in these cages, right? I mean, because that's what you did in the winter, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right? Well, and those are perfectly good. But one thing that we have at the range, you get to see the ball fly. And it's not totally on straight calculations. I mean, those mats, they're restricted to, all right, the ball travels X distance. They can tell you the angle, the speed, the spin, and then that way they do calculations. This is based, the cameras follow the ball, so you really see it, which is nice. It's also, if you're playing a virtual course, you're hitting your driver, you need to have 300 some yards, at least. Many people didn't hit that far, but you have to have the distance.
If you wanted to feel like a real man when you were 29 and I was learning the game, I didn't even play with any other club. Well, just give me the driver. I want to bang.
Exactly. That way you can just smack it and go. But it's kind of, I think the neatest thing is when you play these virtual courses, I mean, as I said, you have St. Andrews, Pebble Beach, Pinehurst number 2, you can pick what tee box. So you can play from the pro tee boxes and see when they have a par 4 that's like 490 yards, which should be a par 5 for the
amateurs. Is that to measure how good they are or how much you suck? Which one is it you're trying to do?
Hopefully it's more to measure that they're that good. I always tell people, this is my own math, that the people you see play in the PGA, they're about a 10th of a percent of the world population. Those people are just incredibly good of just not only how far they can hit it, how much control they have, that they can be 100 yards out, and they're angry if they put it more than 10 feet away from the pin. I mean, that's something that they just have God-given ability and put lots of time into it.
And you know, that's part of golf, right? You have to love it. You come out, things that make you love it. Tom Pierce loves it. I saw Dave the other day, speaking of guys that stroked it out on the tour. We're going to try to get him on sometime soon. It is called Top Tracer, the technology.
Correct.
Only available pine range. Like, give me a little prime.
The only range we
somebody
know.
Somebody says, I saw this thing in Florida once or Kentucky or whatever, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Right now, I talked to Top Tracer. They have in around the U.S., I think it's about 270 ranges around in the U.S. I mean, there's thousands in the U.S. and about 250 international. It's growing. In the Baltimore metro, I think there's a range in Severna Park that has it, that you can use it. And this is the same technology. Topgolf bought TopTracer. So when the Topgolf goes in Baltimore, it's using the same technology. Before Topgolf bought TopTracer, they had chips in the balls. And that's how they did the measurement. So any new facility Top Golf puts in, they're using Top Tracer. It's the same thing you see on the weekends on the PGA when they show the line. It's the same technology, which is, it's pretty cool.
Well, I came out, I saw it. It really, you revamped everything. I would encourage folks, if you want to see it, go to toptracer.com. You can see it. I would encourage you to go to Pine Ridge, take a nice, beautiful drive. It's actually cooler out there near the reservoir than it is in the city, right? Or wherever you are. So it's nice. And 45 bays, right? You know, to hit from, right? At this point,
we got the panels at 22. You can use your phone in all of them. We were actually just a little nervous because we were told, oh, the panels are waterproof, weatherproof. And when we started the conversation with Top Tracer, I said, well, tell me somebody that's got all four seasons like we do in Baltimore. I mean, we get it all. And I'm a firm component that water and electronics don't mix. Heat and cold don't mix with electronics. So we just put them under the covers. We think it's going to be so good. We're probably going to look at getting another cover in the fall or spring and put more panels throughout the golf course.
Well, it really was something to see. Please. I mean, I came out onto the course. There was a kids camp going on at that time. There were people out, and it didn't feel like a country club, right? In that way, it felt very accessible, parked car, walk over. I know you're doing things there to improve it in regard to food, beverage, all of those things are coming. Mm-hmm. But more than anything, you know, you put this out for free for a couple of weeks. This isn't free, but it certainly is something on a date night basis against a movie or a ball game or something to do. And if you like golf and you want to improve at it a little bit, it's almost like I feel like a bowling pizza beer night, but somehow in different than going out on the course, right? Like, different than what I saw guys doing at De La Rose's, a golden tee, that thing that, you know, people get addicted to over beer in a bar and whatever with that little ball. All of those guys like playing golf. They'd rather be swinging a club. This is something carry, ball speed, apex. I mean, you know, the curve, all of these measurements are there. I was sort of blown away by the technology piece, right? So like the Orioles threw me out 16 years ago. Whenever I get back in and see baseball and see the way they're measuring pitches and where all the cameras, because I see it on TV, but it's a different thing, right? And you've let them up into your woods, literally, right, all around the cages to measure the ball.
Correct. They have actually six cameras. We have three towers and three more right on our stands on the covers, and they look at the whole range. They cover the whole range, daytime and nighttime, and how we've got new lighting. But that way, it's pretty amazing because it's basically you're hitting your ball, and it knows what station you're in, and you hit it, and one of the cameras is picking it up, and it doesn't track it, but it's basically creating like a field, like just imagine an imaginary field, and it's tracking the balls going in and creating a line and a trace. And that's what they're doing. It's pretty wild. It's amazing. I mean, we got, when we were doing the testing mode, I got an email, I think I told you, from one of the guys, the development guys at Top Tracer, that to a tree on the other side of the range, which were kind of near the cameras, I got a still frame from a picture from inside the camera saying, you need to trim like that branch because it might affect, because if it blows around, it might affect that camera. It's just wild what they can do with the technology.
Well, Tom Pierce is here. He's with Classic 5 Golf. You hear us talk about all the courses, and certainly go to Mount Pleasant, get over to Carroll Point, go anywhere you want. But this is up at Pine Ridge, which is, you know, just sort of Delaney Valley Road north,
just due north of Towson.
Due north of Towson, you know, 10 minutes north of Towson, right?
Not even
so,
that.
Yeah. So, first time you saw this, I mean, you're kind of half an old fart like me, right? Like, I mean, regular golf. I mean, I was kidding you guys the other day about the monkeys coming out of the machines in Fred Flintstone's era with the golf clubs and how far the technology's gone. I know you had talked about how hard the balls used to be 60 years ago, how the clubs weren't for. I watched Pete stroke it, and, you know, he's got a club head about, you know, I remember one was like this. Now, you know, it's like graphite, all these things that make this new technology or modern golf as you would know it. When's the first time you saw this Top Tracer technology and thought,
It was probably, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago.
That's how new it is. I mean, like right during the
Top Tracer was actually, it was a company, I think, in Europe. I could be wrong, but I thought it was a European company. And then, of course, they got purchased by other companies, and then Topgolf bought them. That just seeing in the golf business that you all new things coming out. And this is something we looked at and thought this could be, it changes the game, because it's not only golf. This isn't just for the hardcore golfer that's like a 2 handicap or somebody that I want to get better. The casual golfer or the people that just, as you said, it's date night. I want to go have fun. You, a guy and a girl or a couple of guys or a couple of women go out. You
if
play
you
a virtual
like playing
course.
18 holes, you're not going to sit here and do this for an hour and a half. You're going to go play, right?
Correct.
But this is a different, you can actually play like Pinehurst against three buddies who are in Seattle,
Not yet. Soon. They said next year that'll be soon.
That's crazy.
That's coming. Yeah, but no, but you can play with your three buddies right there in the same station and play against them. But they said in next year they're working on it, that every Top Tracer range that you can play them. Because currently right now they have that they'll do some long drive close to the pin contests. And it'll basically be you'll be competing against those other 500-some ranges
world,
that people
right,
want to do
the world.
Worldwide. So it could be really cool.
Kind of like when you had high score on Pac-Man or Donkey Kong, right?
Yeah, or Asteroids.
Just like that. Tom Pierce is here. He knows all the games, man. The old school.
Oh, I wasted a lot of quarters.
Give me a little Classic 5 update for every and I talked to Dave a little bit about this the other day. Just, you know, tis the season. It hasn't been supremely hot, although got a little moist here this week. It's a little July. What the hell I expect, you know? But all that being said, there's been some rain, you know, courses, I think the sport of golf has been interesting even to me, right? On the outside of what's going on with Saudi Arabia and this, is it live or live? I don't even know how to say it. I just know Phil Mickelson's in front of it. And the sport's fascinating from a political aspect, from a who's going to play to a where's Tiger. I mean, it to different winners. It kind of has all seasons here right now. It's a good time to be in the golf business, I think.
Oh, definitely. I mean, being in the golf business, and also just if you're a golf fan, I mean, what's happening with that LIV? I say LIV because I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Yeah.
The LIV tour. I mean, I just call
them terrorists, but that's me. You know what I mean? So because I'm a journalist, that, you know, and they chop journalists up. And I'm not down with that sort of thing, Tom. I think you can appreciate that.
I can understand that.
Me and my family. Yeah.
But what I mean, what I just heard that for the Ryder Cup, that you have to play on the PGA Tour to qualify with the points. So they're putting down the line that you can't play on the Ryder Cup team if you're not playing on the PGA Tour, because that's where you earn your points to get on that team. So I think you're going to keep seeing these lines being drawn. See, part of me thinks that you can't fault these guys, because if you're getting thrown all that money, it's like someone in college, you're a junior and you got a chance to go in the first round of football or basketball. You can always go back and get your degree. You could always blow your knee out at any time. I can't blame them for saying, well, I'm going to get a payday and I'm going to go and get paid for what I do. But it'll be interesting to see how long it goes, because they're only doing a couple events. I mean, you need to have, not necessarily weekly, but you need to have some big draws and big things in this country that's going to get people to compete, like how the AFL competed against the NFL.
If or it's how really the USFL go, failed, or right, how the, you know, the ABA failed, and yeah. or how, you know, Ted Turner couldn't compete with McMahon, right? No. So, I mean, it's that fair enough, but then there's also the, you know, what happens to the base of what the PGA's been since Arnold and Jack and Tom, you know, way before all of that. I see that picture behind you, too. I got to talk about that picture.
Let me slide across.
No. Well, you wanted to tell me about that picture, but yeah, let's. But what I'm saying is those guys built this thing, and it's sort of like, listen, I get management side from the NFL. I don't like their accountability, but I get that there's an obligation to make money, and like I hear all of that. But then there's also the, well, we did build this thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was here before Lamar got here. Lamar can get his, but like it still needs to be here when it's over, right?
Oh,
and,
I agree.
And for the PGA, for all that it has been and all that it's built, which is modern golf, right? There, I you know, I'm not a part of the community, but I have respect for that and right. what that represents.
Right. Well, and I think it's going to be why I'm saying this. I think it's going to be interesting viewing to see what happens, because I agree 100%. The PGA has got to stand up for who what the PGA is, and they have to draw the line if they're going to control and keep the PGA tour.
Well, you're not going to wrestle in the WWF and the WCW. I mean, correct. There's right. I mean, that's it. Period.
Yeah, you're going to be in one or the other, and it's going to be interesting how this goes. I mean, it could be something that grows and they compete and maybe gets absorbed like the NFL and the AFL, or it's the USFL and it goes away in 2-3 years. It just depends how much money they want to keep putting into it, and if they're serious about growing it.
Well, listen, when I talk Classic Five, there's never a point where if we're pimping it out and telling people to come out that there's not some really special history, right? Like, you know, and you brag about whatever your history is, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this week, Goose died, and I shared so much of history, right? And people love it, and they attach to it, and there's real authenticity to all of it. There's real authenticity to the picture behind you and sort of this history of the Classic Five, right?
Oh, exactly. If I'll get out of the way and try to change
my camera. I see it right there. I see
okay. what it is. Yeah, it's a picture that we had that was given to us decades ago. It was a number of photographs from the Eastern Open when Arnold won in 1956. So I'm looking.
The 56. Hold on. Orioles are in their third year. Colts just getting here. Not really have won. Probably Unitas coming to camp in 56 in that range, right?
Probably.
So that's where we are. Sport, as it probably was called then, or probably right. sports in the newspaper, but sport, the world of sport, sports magazine was there. So I'm just trying to get the place we are, sort of Eisenhower-y, mm-hmm. sort of, you know, happy days, but college football is a big deal, boxing, right. horse racing, whatever. So golf, the big golf tournament comes to Baltimore in the
correct.
1950s,
well,
right?
Yeah, in the 50s. I mean, the Eastern Open was all throughout the 50s. It was that Eastern Open and held at Mount Pleasant, then a couple of years at Pine Ridge. But I look at it because growing up, being born in the 60s, you know, black and white TV. To me, this is like the era when everything on TV was black and white.
Sure.
They had no color.
Things I'm trying to figure out sports on TV.
Yeah, everything seemed casual. I mean, I was looking through some of the old pictures where they had some previous winners, and it's like, I think they just by the 18th green at Mount Pleasant set up a table and here's the trophy. And it's not some hoopla or what we
have
today.
How many people were there? Do you see any pictures of that?
Not where it has the crowds. I'm sure there were probably, you know, in the hundreds, maybe 1,000 or two, because the golf courses back then weren't designed for stadiums. To right. what you see, I mean, the amount of construction that goes on before a PGA event of just the seating and then the hospitality.
I was blown
tents.
Away at Caves last year.
Oh, it's immense.
I walked up there and I'm like, it looks like the postcard you've seen on television 1,000 times. It's like they take the same bleachers and plop it down and move the hole.
Correct.
And you know, and it's stunning, especially when it's up on a hill. You
yes.
know what I mean? When it's up on a hill and you look over the vista and you get the sunshine, so, you know, sun starts to set a little bit. And it's a beautiful, way to spend the day last year for me.
Oh, no, I had a great time. Sunday was awesome, especially with the playoff. But it's something that the game itself has changed so much with, as you said, the technology, the players, the skill abilities. There are so few golf courses that actually can hold a PGA event. One, you need to have all the where you can put the stadium seating, where you can put the hospitality, where you can put everything else. But then the course has to be long enough and challenging enough. I mean, I'm one of those golfers that when I see the pros, I don't want them shooting 29 under after 4 days. I want them at 2 under or 3 under and you win, like you see at the Open, to be challenged, knowing that the average golfer might shoot 20 over. A good golfer could shoot 20 over on those courses with these guys. That's what makes the game, I mean, to challenge and what you can do, but they're limited where they can play. There's courses. I mean, we couldn't at our courses. I don't know if there's any besides Cave and some in the metro area that could really hold a PGA event where it would really challenge them. And I hate to say, even Caves, they were a good amount under par. I mean, it's hard nowadays because these guys are so good and the technology just keeps advancing where they're hitting the balls. I mean, John Rahm, I think on the third round or fourth round of the US Open, one of the holes, he hit a 360-yard drive. Holes are that long. That's a par four.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. I mean, that you're almost hitting it out. It'd be almost giving the guys go to a park and give you a medal back.
I mean, it's four football fields, dude. I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
It's right? Almost four. Yeah, it's almost four football fields. But think about that. Give a metal aluminum bat to one, the Orioles. Go ahead and hit. They're putting the balls, you know, they're hitting them across the street.
He's up at Pine Ridge. You can go visit with him anytime. Tom Pierce joins us now from Classic 5. Top Tracer is the technology. You know, if you love golf, go play with it. You'll have a good time. Certainly go out to the website. You can download the app, do all of those things. And now you have a place right up the street here. You can go hit them and get them. Give me a little briefer on what's going on summertime. People want to come out and play any of the courses or signing up. Just the easiest way to do it, the modern way, the way the kids
modern day, go to classic5golf.com. You can book your time, purchase a player card. That gives you a little discounted rates, but that way you can book your time. If you don't have a player card, you can book it as public. But that way, that's the easiest and allows you 14 days out. We always remind people that golf has now come back. I mean, there was about 10 years golf was down. People weren't playing as much. And about 2019, people are playing more often. So book that tee time farther in advance. You have 14 days. People are booking a week out. So if you want that nice time on a weekend morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like getting a good dinner reservation if you're a golfer, right? And certainly like sticking your finger out, figuring out what the weather's going to be too, because it gets a little sticky here, which is, I guess, makes the Top Tracer thing good. It's also in the shade, which I also appreciated, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want my Venezuelan skin to be, you know, to get too much sun on a summer day. Tom, I appreciate it. You know, thanks for coming on and teaching me about this. It was fun. It was just great getting out, seeing kids, seeing people smile, whacking balls, seeing Pete Gilbert's game, right? I mean,
Pete's a good golfer. I play with Pete. And it's, as you said, it's all about fun. We want golf to be fun. Whether you're, as you said, I said, working on your game, trying to be better, you're learning the game, or just you want to try the game out. There are games, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun. That's what the game is. So many people take golf, they play, and to me, they take it really seriously, and they get, you know, there's no reason to get angry. If you're out there playing, you got 4 hours, 4.5 hours, you're with three other people, enjoy yourself. You're outside. Have fun.
I used to throw my tennis club, but that was back in the 80s. So, you know, I've calmed down since then. Tom, appreciate you, man. It's great to spend time with you, Dave, and the entire Classic 5 team out there, and John Maroon and all the group invited us out. It was a great. Apparently, snacks might be served next time, right? When's the snack machine?
Like everything else in the world, it's a little delayed. We were hoping to have it in July, but it's probably going to be early August. We're purchasing a food truck. So we'll have a food truck there and have all set up of food where, you know, you get things on the grill.
Deep I smell fried. Burgers.
Yes, burgers that, and have two beer taps, and we'll also have canned beer and other regular drinks, Gatorade, things like that. So we'll want to have it so people can sit, enjoy themselves while they're using this, watching people play it. Make it, as said, we're trying to make it as a little bit of a destination that people enjoy themselves.
Well, it certainly felt that way to me. Go out up to Pine Ridge. If you've never been there, please take the drive. Just driving up the driveway, it feels kind of special. It's a great place, and it's just north of Towson. You can find out more at classic5golf.com. I am Nestor. We're going to take the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We had a really nice time over at State Fair. It was really nice because it was 95 outside. It was air-conditioned where we sat, and Don Mueller and I got to catch up after his COVID battle, and he was out playing golf at Whistling Straits, got COVID. Long story short, he's fine, I'm fine. We had a crab cake, and also spent the afternoon with Dr. Anthony Jenkins from Coppin State. So we got a little Coppin State update as well on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm at Costas on Thursday of next week. That is the 7th of July. Hope everybody's having a great holiday. Come on out to Dundalk, eat some crabs, have a crab cake, feel like a king and order the Crab Imperial, play some lottery games as well. We're going to have some guests, including Marshall Weston from the Restaurant Association of Maryland, going to be joining us talking about Restaurant Week. It's going to be Crab Cake and Brewery Month for me in August. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I am Nestor. We are WNST. AM 1570 Taos in Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.